This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. US President Donald Trump has hinted at signing a very big trade deal with India soon. Speaking at an event, Mr. Trump said they have just signed the deal with China and a big one will come with India soon.
But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up, maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath and his two siblings, elder brother Lord Balbhadra and younger sister Devi Subhadra, begins today at Puri in Odisha. Currently, the rituals of the lords are going on inside the temple. Since the deities will appear to the public, the day is extraordinary, attracting devotees to the pilgrim city. A report from a correspondent.
A total of 148 festivals are celebrated annually at the Puri Jagannath Temple. Of these, Rath Yatra is the most renowned. According to the ritual schedule, devotees will begin pulling the chariots around 4 p.m. The Yatra, which starts from Puri Temple, will end at the Sri Gundicha Temple, covering a nearly 3-kilometer distance. It is expected that the chariots will reach Gundicha Temple before the sunset. The Puri Sri Mandir administration anticipates that about 13 lakh people will participate in the chariot festival. Multi-layer security arrangements have been put in place to ensure smooth conduct of the festival. S.N. Patnaik, Akashvani News.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to all citizens on the auspicious occasion of the sacred Rath Yatra at Puri in Odisha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also extended his greetings to all citizens on the sacred occasion. In a social media post, he expressed hope that this holy festival of faith and devotion brings happiness, prosperity, good fortune and good health to everyone. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said that the emergency imposed in 1975 was aimed at breaking the morale of the country and the society. Addressing a function in New Delhi to mark the 50 years of emergency, he said, one lesson that the emergency taught to the people is never to take freedom for granted. India has stressed to have a permanent solution to border demarcation with China by rejuvenating the established mechanism and called for bridging the trust deficit created between the two nations after the 2020 border standoff. New Delhi also underlined the need of maintaining peace and tranquility along the Indo-China border and solving issues through a structured roadmap of permanent engagement and de-escalation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Admiral Dong Jun, on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defence Ministers' meeting in China. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has warned that Iran would respond to any future U.S. attack by striking American military bases in the West Asia. In his first televised remarks since a ceasefire was reached between Iran and Israel, he said that Iran would not surrender despite U.S. President Donald Trump's calls. He further added that the Islamic Republic has access to important American centers in the region and can take action against them whenever it deems necessary. Khamenei said the U.S. gained no achievement after it attacked Iranian nuclear sites. Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump said they would strike again if Iran rebuilt its nuclear enrichment program. Indian benchmark indices began the trading session on an optimistic note today amid a great India-US trade deal possibility. Buying was seen in the PSU bank and IT sectors in the early trade a short while ago. Sensex was trading 155 points up at 83,911, while the Nifty added 51 points to 25,599. Bangladesh interim government of Mohammad Yunus has dismissed the idea of any emerging alliance between Dhaka, Beijing and Islamabad, clarifying that the recent meeting between the three countries was not political. Replying to a media query in Dhaka on the trilateral meeting in China's Kunming last week, Foreign Affairs Advisor of Bangladesh, Tawhid Hussain, said there is no element of formation of any alliance. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon has further advanced into parts of Punjab, Rajasthan and Haryana. And that is the end of this news bulletin.